Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with Beginner Runner Village podcast number 39. 10-day Become a Runner class, day 4, Running Form. This is the fourth in a series of 10 podcasts that condenses all the other topics into just 10 episodes. The idea being that while most people tend to be very busy at this time of year, many, particularly at this time of year, are making plans to start running in January to get fit as their New Year's resolution. These 10 episodes will give you what you need to know to get started, and I hope they'll leave you feeling confident and empowered, knowing exactly what you need to do and how to do it, feeling that you have a plan and that you have somebody who's going to help you reach your goal. In this episode, let's discuss running form. In the beginning, when you're only doing a little bit of running, you can easily work on form. It's actually the very best time because you're only doing a few steps at a time, so you can really concentrate. Number one, stand up nice and straight as if a string was pulling up from the top of your head. Look straight ahead toward the horizon and pull your chin back. Number two, keep your shoulders relaxed, back and down, letting your arms swing freely from the shoulder. Some people tend to carry their arms as if they were glued on, attached at the shoulder. Well, of course, they're attached at the shoulder, but I mean glued in one spot, moving their upper body rather than letting their arms swing comfortably. The latter is what you want. Your arms moving rhythmically with each stride provide great balance and help you to be coordinated. Your arms should be bent at a 90-degree angle or a little less. Pull back from your elbow with your elbow and then let your arm swing naturally forward, but not too far, and never let it cross the midline of your chest. Remember the phrase hip to nip. Some people think they should pump their arms forward, but that's only for sprinters, pumping hard. We're distance runners. We don't move our arms that much. It is good to pull back from the elbow, though. Pulling back enough to get your elbow well behind your back is good. I don't mean actually behind your back. I don't want you to twist so your elbow is actually behind your back, but I mean pull it back to where your elbow is beyond your back by a couple of inches. Make sure to avoid swinging your arms from side to side too. That motion is the wrong motion. It's the wrong direction, making you an inefficient runner and also pulling your whole stride out of whack. Number three, your hands should be in a loose fist with your thumb on top. Number four, be careful not to bend at the waist, but do lean slightly, ever so slightly from the ankles. You want to lean more when you have been running a while and you've developed a little bit of speed. But for now, you shouldn't be all that concerned about speed. So since slow is better, you shouldn't be really worried about getting much of a lean. Don't worry about that too much now, but I do want you to know about it. That's really it for form. Short and sweet. Now remember, we're going to have a blast at the Beginner Runner Village retreat in January. Seriously, imagine spending a lovely long weekend here when the weather is spectacular. Whatever it's like, where you are in mid-January, you can bet it'll be amazing here. This will be a comprehensive weekend just for true beginner runners, just for people at the very beginning of their running career. It's an all-inclusive weekend, beautiful, 3 nights at the Embassy Suites Hotel in downtown Tampa, a block from the riverfront, or the waterfront. 2 meals a day, including a meal at a local landmark restaurant, somewhere that's really special, and great times with other people just embarking on this journey. My business partner, Sandy, and I have it all planned out. You don't need to worry about a thing. This is a great opportunity for a weekend away. If you don't have anyone to travel with, no worries. The whole idea is that we have everything arranged for you. You'll be with us and the group the whole weekend. When you leave, you'll know everything you need to know. You'll feel empowered and confident, and you'll have access to my online schedules for 1 full year. That's 52 detailed schedules. Plus, you'll be in a private Facebook group just for the graduates of the Beginner Runner Retreat, enabling you to stay in touch with the other retreaters and with me. Well, I went to running camp once myself. I wanted to mention this, and then went back again, and then went back again. I made great friends and great memories, and you know what? I think that'll happen to you. Come on, you know you wanna. Wouldn't this be a great Christmas or Hanukkah present? I think you might want to suggest that to those people that are trying to think of that one perfect thing that they could get for you. Just go to Tampa Running Retreats and you'll see Beginner Runner Retreat in the sidebar. Now today's quote, never stop believing in hope because miracles happen every day.